And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley.
And welcome to the Council Connection Show on Yarra Valley FM. This is Michael Goodrich, your Community Development Officer for the Upper Yarra. And we have a jam-packed show this week. It's our monthly show, first Wednesday of each month from 2 to 3 o'clock. So it's great to be here again for our August show. Our lineup this week is we've got Jay Church from Anchor talking about Homeless Week, which is Homeless Week this week, and some great activities and talking about the importance and the challenges around housing and homelessness in the Yarra Ranges. Followed by Jeff Barlow from Healesville Core, and Julian from Council is also working in the sustainability area, supporting some great initiatives and some really exciting news coming up at a community power hub as well. And finally, we have Emma, from Eastern Regional Libraries, talking about what's happening in libraries, and also a little update around what's happening in your local community house as well, in Yarra Junction, Seville, and in Warri. But first off, welcome, Jay. How are you?
I'm good, thank you, Michael, and thank you for inviting me onto the show this week.
Yeah, it's great to be here as well. And Jay, so you work for Anchor, and can you tell us a little bit about what you do and what Anchor do?
So at Anchor, we are an access point for the region. So our role is around assisting people who are at risk or experiencing homelessness. We provide support, also information that may be able to assist people. So we're that first point of call, and that can look like a lot of different things. So it may be that we're providing some information about other housing options or making referrals to local support programs, material aid, and et cetera. And I also sit on the Yarra Ranges Housing Action Group. So we work very closely with that group to raise awareness about homelessness across the Yarra Ranges and some factors that lead or increase risk of homelessness.
And I just think people would have had, I guess, different ideas around what homelessness looks like and the impacts and maybe the reasons why. But what does homelessness look like in the Yarra Ranges? We are a very diverse shire in regards to our locations, with, you know, Chirnside, Lilydale, very urban compared to the rural. And so what does it look like for homelessness in the Yarra Ranges? What are the challenges?
Sure. It can look like a lot of different things, homelessness, and there is a big aspect of hidden homelessness, and we think about people who might be couch surfing, such as, you know, staying at a friend's place and then moving on to another friend's place because they don't have somewhere to go. That is a form of homelessness. We're also looking at, you know, sometimes people don't have any other options, so they're sleeping in their cars, and that can be happening in our urban and rural areas. Or there may be people sleeping rough in the bush in tents, or sleeping out in the open. So we're seeing an increase of that across our region. But also, I think more recently, we've seen the impact COVID has had on people and people's housing becoming at risk. That has never been an issue for people before. So homelessness, during Homelessness Week, we're always promoting that risk to prevent homelessness as well, and to come and speak with us if you're falling behind on your rent, because there are some things that we can help you with. There are funding applications that we can help people complete and try and save the tenancy rather than going down and rather than becoming homeless. So preventing that from happening is a big part, and the most part of our work that we do is helping people to sustain their tenancies.
Yeah, it's great. So you're really working in that preventative space. And obviously with COVID, like the pressures that people know existing in are just amplified, particularly with the challenge in finding work or be able to sustain work, but also the mental health challenges regards to living in a, through a pandemic, and the impacts of that for the family and for individuals can really spiral out of control. So, you know, reaching out early and asking for some support or getting some information can really help things become, you know, where it's you're at risk of becoming homelessness or have those greater impacts in your life and your families as well.
Absolutely. And having those supports around you is very crucial during those times. It's quite challenging. We also have been working very closely with our service partners, working very closely with Yarra Rangers Council, Holy Fools, Wellways, and the Salvation Army. So we bring a team approach and mm-hmm. local police as well.
Yeah, that's great. So, yeah, really good to see you. Partnering up with those great local organisations like Holy Fools. And we have Neil Taylor here as well, just joined us. Well, hello, Neil.
G'day. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, lovely. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're probably a very busy week for you for Homeless Week, so thank you so much for making time to come today.
No, that's okay. I've just rushed back from our Street Angels outreach, so I'm sorry if I'm a bit late.
No, I really appreciate you can be able to make that. You're a very busy person. So thank you so much. For people who might not have heard of Holy Fools, what is Holy Fools and what things do you do to support people?
We're a small organisation. It's been going for about 12 years, and we provide on-the-ground service provision of food and material aid to people who are sleeping rough, and work with people who are at risk of homelessness as well. So some of the things that we do, for example, is like on Wednesdays, we provide a lunch down at Melba Park. It's one of our programs, and that just serves to get people together, and we can sort of work with them to sort of ascertain what's the situation they're in. But we do a lot of work with advocacy and education with the lots of other sort of things to do. But Homeless Week has been one of our big outreach weeks where we do a lot of advocacy and also promotion and education of the services and education about what homelessness is.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And it is, Homeless Week this week. So give me a snapshot of, what's happened so far and anything coming up that people can still be involved in or support.
Well, there is. Every night this week we're having a campfire chat at Branded Burgers in Seville. And what that is each night that we have a speaker or a topic that we discuss around homelessness. Tonight we've got Paul Anderson's coming up from Anchor. He'll be joining us to sort of chat about what they do and be open for any questions. But it's around 6:30, 7 o'clock. Come early, grab a feed or grab a coffee and can sit around a fire, and we all just sit there for roughly about an hour and a half, and just sort of talk about some of these issues. This is just a tradition that we've sort of taken from when we used to have the vigil down at Lilydale around a sort of mm-hmm. fire to sort of branching out to a different area and trying encouraging other people to turn up to it. So, yeah, so people can come to that any night this week at about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Yeah, great. So tonight we've got Thursday, Friday and the weekend as well?
No, only until Friday night, yeah.
Yep, till Friday. Yep, so you've got this night, Thursday and Friday to come down to Seville. So, and it's down the centre there. If you drive past main centre of Seville going up the highway, you'll see on the left-hand side the open space there outside the Brandon Burgers place there.
That's right, yep.
Yeah, fantastic. And 6:30 p.m.
Yeah, 6:30 for roughly a 7 o'clock start.
Yeah, great. It's a great initiative. Great to see you moving around the Shire as well and getting out to those rural areas, because there is a lot of homelessness up in those areas too, and just probably more hidden as well and not so visible compared to the urban.
Well, that's right. And one of the things that we wanted to do this year, and hopefully we'll do it in other years too, is try and get this to, take part in other parts of the Shire. Sorry.
No, that's right. Do not apologise. This is your working life and a very busy week for you as well. And so, yeah, if people can be involved in coming into those campfire chats. But is there any way, Jay or Neil, around people supporting or being active in regards to helping through prevention or supporting the homelessness initiatives?
Sure. With Yarra Rangers Housing Action Group, we hope to get back up. We were hoping to have an event this year, but we had some contingency planning around whether, we would be able to have people at the event or not due to COVID. So we actually had an online launch this year, which was a bit different for us. looking at going on and supporting the CHP, Council to Homeless Persons, campaign around more social housing is one effective way that people can get involved. And come back to have a look at Yarra Rangers Housing Action Group's Facebook page where we put events up that we're having. So our next one we're hoping to have is in October at this stage, which is World Homelessness Day. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be looking at doing a few different events around that time and having some programs there for people to speak to about homelessness issues and also some support programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. So if people want to reach out to that Yarra Rangers Housing Action Group, they can go via Facebook and just search Yarra Rangers Housing Action Group. You'll find that page there and connect up to there and find out more about what's happening, but also how they might be involved as well.
Absolutely. We try to keep that up to date. And Neil has that task of doing that, so he does a fantastic job for us.
I try, yeah. One of the things that we were hoping to do this year that people could really would have really got people talking was we've got a 1,164 little cardboard people that are colour-coded to represent the different sections of homelessness, and represent 1% of the national homeless numbers. And we were happy to put them out with a very tall little person that details all of those information and gives you a bit more statistics. Weather unfortunately prevented that this year. Just we were hesitant to put it out because we knew the rain would come and wash away our little fellas away. But, we're hoping to do that again for World Homeless Day, and we'll see if the weather's better.
Yeah, fingers crossed, yes.
One of the things I always try and say is that if anyone asks me what they can do is educate yourself about some of these issues. There's plenty of resources online and different websites, including our own, have got information about what homelessness is and things like that. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Neil. And it is Homeless Week, so a lot of issues happening across the shop, across the nation as well. So if people just want to jump in their browser and just search Homeless Week, you'll find some great articles there and some ways to really educate you around what the impacts are and what the realities for people who are experiencing homelessness. And like Jay said, it can be very, very competitive. You might see somebody living rough in a street somewhere, but it is, you know, that couch surfing, or particularly, you know, people living in cars where it's very much hidden and not seen. Challenges, and you might be working with people and know somebody that you might not realise experiencing these challenges too. So, yeah, please educate yourself and also be involved in the Yarra Rangers Housing Action Group, but also look to, you know, you can volunteer at your local community house or organisations like Holy Fools and get in contact with them as well to see how you can help out, because I know they're always looking for more volunteers on a regular basis to help a hand out and be a friendly face and a connection and supporting those people who are doing it tough.
That's right. And there's plenty of opportunities for sort of getting involved. So, yeah.
Mm. Wonderful. So, look, thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you, Michael.
And thank you so much, Neil. I'll let you get on, so I know you've got a busy week. So good luck with the chats again. So it's Seville Township outside Branded Burgers at 6:30 p.m. this Wednesday, Thursday and Friday nights.
That's right.
Campfire chats.
Yeah, it should be nice. Hopefully the weather will hold off and we'll have no rain, but it's good. It's good just to sit there and enjoy a coffee and watch the fire and talk with each other. So it's worth coming along to.
Yeah, fantastic. And a great way just to connect with your local community as well. So thank you so much again. Pleasure talking to you both, and looking forward to hearing come up in October, these new activities too. So again, thank you. We'll head off to a song now after a little break, and coming back next we have Jeff from Here's for Call and Julian from our sustainability team chatting about the new initiatives of Community Power Hubs.
No musician. Russian Gouda Ford. He's got himself a twill and a pork pie hat. He's got himself a new jazz call. He rang up Matter, but Matter's not sure if his wife's gonna let him off the leash. He says, Matter, I'm getting the band back together. I need your brother to preach.
To Council Connections on Yarra Valley FM. This is Michael Goodrich, and I'm joined today with Jeff Bauer from Healesville Core and Julian from the Sustainability Team at Council. Welcome, Jeff, and welcome, Julian.
Hello, Michael.
Hello, Michael. Thanks very much for the invitation. Great to be here with you.
Oh, no, it's great to be having a chat with you, too. We had a really good chat during the song break to sort of get my better understanding of, you know, Healesville Core as well as some, and the birth of Healesville Core as well. So, Jeff, can you tell us a bit of a story about the birth of Healesville Core? What was the catalyst that got this this organisation, this group going?
Well, it was back in end of 2016. I was feeling pretty frustrated and annoyed and a bit depressed about climate change and the fact that we didn't have very much leadership at a national level at that time. I thought I'd put that emotional energy to some use in the community. So I thought Healesville could do with some leadership in the field of renewable energy. So I thought I'd give it a go. I'd not done anything like that before. My background was in the humanities, not in technical projects or project management. I just thought I'd give it a go and see what happened. And And Julian from council provided support for us to get a steering group going, and we got a steering group for about a dozen people, and within a few months we had a meeting at the Memo and 230 people from the community, 70 volunteers, and we're off and running, and we've been running very fast ever since.
Yeah, so like you really tapped into this passion of community around renewable energy. Like I said before, you said like you got angry, got organised.
Absolutely.
Along with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was quite good. Mayor Fiona McAllister had a lovely little quote in the press release that Hillsville Corp put out saying, "This is community action at its best." And that is really sort of sums up what Hillsville Corp is all about. They're not standing back and waiting for the doom and gloom of climate change. Hillsville Corp are doing something really, really positive in the community, and they're now spreading their wings with the advent of the Community Power Hub. So, Jeff, maybe you'd like to talk about the Community Power Hub.
Yes, I would. That's really a really exciting venture now that's happening. The Victorian government has put around $6 million on the table, and through Sustainability Victoria, there have been seven hubs set up around Victoria. And the idea is for each hub to actually provide a nucleus of administrative support and some funding and ideas and so on for the other community energy groups in the area. The money that we've been awarded, which was $428,500, not nearly half $1 million, we'll be utilising that to employ staff and getting a number of projects going right across the eastern region of Melbourne. So it's really exciting.
And Jeff, what sort of projects do you envisage you will be implementing over the coming months?
Yeah, the projects will actually be decided on by the steering group. That's where the power will be in the organisation. I'll be the executive officer and we'll be doing what they want. So we're having a meeting this coming Saturday to decide on those projects. But I'm imagining that the sort of projects that they'll be interested in and that we could run would be things like bulk buys or offers to the community with solar panels, some batteries, heat pumps, home energy efficiency programs, and also the possibility of solar car parks was one bigger project that our industry partners, Como Energy, were thinking about, and they'll be talking to the steering group about that. That needs much more technical expertise than we have, so we'll be bringing consultants, obviously, to help us with that and working with councils across the region as well.
Yeah, and if people want to get involved with the Community Power Hub or have a great idea, what should they do?
Well, depends where they are in the Yarra Ranges area or Cardinia or Nillumbik or Maroondah or Whitehorse. There is a community energy group in each of those regions and they can join up with them or make their interest known. But if in the first instance people just want one contact point, then they can contact me at president@hillsvillecorp.org.au and I'll be able to direct them wherever they need to go to the appropriate community energy group. And the great thing about this is that each community energy group will nominate one person, and that person will come into the steering group. So this will really be a grassroots run organisation, and my job is really just to administer what the grassroots organisations in the region are really wanting to do. But one of the things that Hillsville Corp through the Yarra Valley Community Power Hub is wanting to do is also to run educational programs. So we're looking, for example, to set up a program at Box Hill TAFE and the Lilydale campus to train people as home energy efficiency advisors so people can go out into their community as volunteers to help people learn how they can save money by cutting back on their energy bills. And we're also looking at running a program through community houses across the region as well. speaking with someone up in Emerald at the moment about how we might be able to do that and hopefully get some funding from the Education Department to pay for speakers as well. And then the other side is, you know, a lot of these community energy groups also don't have very much in the way of admin structure. So Hills of course has been working really hard over the last 4 years to set up appropriate admin systems so that we can do the work that we need to do. And we're looking to utilise our staff in the hub to move out into those energy groups and to do an audit around what their administration needs are, their advertising and marketing needs and so on, so that we can really provide them with the support that they need to be able to continue on in a much stronger way when the Community Power Hub stops running at the end of June next year. It's only a one-year project.
And it's quite appropriate also that there are a number of groups in the Yarra Valley itself, although you're spreading your wings to Cardinia and Nillumbik and other council areas, there's several groups within the Yarra Valley as well that are part of this new hub.
That's correct, yeah. Not only just Healesville Core, but Yarra Glenergy over in Yarra Glen, Upper Yarra Community Power at Warburton, and Yarra Valley ECOS as well. Forgotten their location now, Julian?
In Westburn.
In Westburn, that's correct, yeah. Thanks for that.
That's right. Yeah. So it's a whole, certainly there's a concentration of groups in the Yarra Valley. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's historical, maybe it's we've got good resources of water and sunshine to make these projects viable.
Yes, it's interesting to know. What I'd like to see is more groups across the region developing as well. And, you know, you and I, Julian, have had a conversation about how we might be able to set up something of a roadshow, if you like, to move out across the region and have a program that we run in different towns to introduce people to what the possibilities are for community renewable energy. And then by the end of 12 months, we might have many other groups involved in the Community Power Hub that we can take on board and provide support for them as well. And this idea I've been talking about in our annual report for the last 2 years, this idea that you really do need government or council administration and finance to provide a backbone for the community energy groups so that we can do the work that we need to do. Give us the money, give us the support that we need, then we can get out there and do the work that needs to be done. And it's to the credit of the Victorian Government and Sustainability Victoria that we're now able to do that and get this collective impact right across the region. It's fantastic.
Well, certainly Council is right behind Healesville Core. Now, Jeff, I believe you've got some events coming up soon. There's one in a couple of weeks' time, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got the launch of the Yarra Valley Community Power Hub coming up on the 28th of August, actually. We're holding it in Monbulk, and we've invited the Deputy Premier, James Molino, to open it for us. We've also invited our Mayor, Councillor Fiona McAllister, to come along. We're just waiting to hear back whether both of them will be able to speak at the event. Unfortunately, we're having to be very nimble at the moment. Because of COVID-19, we're making decisions on the hop, and we've got venues that don't have enough seating for all the people we'd like to invite, so we can only invite a third of the number of people we really want to be there. But we're managing, and we're hoping that'll be a really good event. We'll bring the media along, and hopefully we'll get it out there into the community so everyone knows what we're doing.
And I think you have another workshop coming up very, very soon around electric vehicles. Is that happening?
Yes, that's not this coming Saturday, but the one after. I think that's the 14th of August. In Healesville, a face-to-face meeting, if we're able to have it. That's on electric vehicles. We've got four speakers at that event. It's being organised by Leo de Jong, our technical manager. He's done a fantastic job getting these speakers together. We're going to have four different brands of car there, electric vehicle, for people to have a look at. They can't drive them, unfortunately, but they will be able to put their hands on them and touch them and smell them and feel them. And the speakers, of course, will be able to fill people in on all the information that they need in relation to electric vehicles as well. We really do need to see a big uptake in electric vehicles in Australia, and it's pretty slow at the moment.
Jeff, if people are interested in attending that event or they just want to get in touch with Hills 4, what's the best way?
Well, our website's the best way. There is actually an application form or registration form for that event. So just go on our website, hillsvillecore.org.au, and look at events, and you click on that. It'll give you a form that you can go to, fill in your details. You'll be registered, and you'll get an automated email giving you the information that you need for the event.
And is it expensive to attend the event?
Yeah, absolutely nothing. Yeah, a lot of money involved in this. But the great thing is, the reason it's free is because Council is providing us with the finance that we need to run these events. We put in an application each year for a grant for funding to run events for the following year. Council has come to the party every year so we can run these events for the community using ratepayers' money. And it's a great return into the community from council. Great use of ratepayers' funding. I'm all for it.
That's terrific, Michael.
Yeah, look, thank you so much. It's been amazing to hear your story, Jeff, and the story of Healesville Core. So, yeah, if people want to find out more, go to Healesville Core, which is core.org.au on the website there, and also I think you're on Facebook as well. But yeah, go there and you'll see the links for the event coming up on the 14th of August in Healesville, the Darren Honey Centre from 10:30 till 12:30. But you need to register, so go to healesvillecore.org.au to find out more, but also be able to connect up with the organisation and find out more about the community power hubs and also get involved and get organised and take action where your passion lies as well. So thank you so much, Jeff, for your time, and Julian.
You're very welcome. Thanks for the invitation. And it's been a pleasure talking with you today, Michael, and with the community. Thank you.
And it's a pleasure for Council supporting Healesville Core and the other community renewable energy groups as well.
Thank you so much, guys. We're going to have a short break, and then we're coming back with Emma from the Eastern Regional Libraries talking about all things libraries.
Any second now, I hear the bell. Step into the ring, gonna knock that devil to hell. Any second now, I'll turn the key. The roaring of the engine gonna put my worries at ease. Any second now, I'll strike a match. Burning down my home to build a mountain from the rubble and ash. Any second now, I'll flip a switch. There's a whole lot of people watching everything that's riding on this. Take control. I'm calling out the devil. I'm taking back whatever he stole. Well, in a second now, I'll take a leap. I'm laying out my hand. That sucker gonna read him and weep. We'll be right back.
step into the ring and knock that mother to hell. In a second now, I'll flip that switch. There's a whole lot of people watching, everything's riding on this.
Council's Connection Show with Michael Goodrich, and I'm also joined by Emma from Eastern Region Libraries. How are you, Emma?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, well, well. And where are you joining us from today?
I am at Yarra Junction Library today, so I'll be talking about what we're up to here and also what's happening at Hillsdale.
So what is happening at the libraries this week and this month?
So we've got quite a few things happening this month. We here at Yarra Junction, we have Christian White, an author, coming along. So Christian White has written two fantastic books, The Nowhere Child and The Wife in the Window. The Wife in the Widow, I beg my pardon. So he's actually coming to do an author talk here at Yarra Junction Library on the 17th of August, which is a Tuesday, at 2 p.m. So bookings are currently open for that, which is very exciting. We're also getting ready for Science Week. So Science Week happens in August, and Eastern Regional Libraries always enjoys celebrating that week and offering events for children, families and adults as well. So Yarra Junction have a Build Your Own Computer session happening on Friday, August 20th. So one of our staff will be coming out and talking about ways you can build your own computer, ways to make help it run more efficiently as well. So that one is also a bookings essential event. And you can make the bookings online, or you can call the library branch.
Yep, or pop in as well.
Yeah, or you can just pop in, that's right. And one of us will help you organise that. Hillsville are doing something a little bit different for Science Week. They're actually having a family games night. So between, the hours of 4 and 6:30 p.m., you can rock up and get involved in a number of games that they have. So it'll be things like video games, games on consoles and all of that as well. And I think they're going to try and offer some board games as well. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to book for that one. You can just show up and find a little spot. And all those events are free as well, which is very important. Just a really nice way to get involved with Science Week.
Yeah, it's fantastic as well. It's games night sounds like a really fun activity too, particularly everyone to be involved and to sit around and get connected and have some fun.
Absolutely, especially since, we haven't been able to probably play games in that manner for quite some time. There's obviously options to play games online these days, even board games, but it's nice to be able to play those games with people face-to-face. It just adds a whole other element to it. So, I think it'd be a really fun event. They have done it before for children, and it's been very, very successful, very relaxing, enjoyable experience for everyone.
Yeah, beautiful. And so what date is that again on?
So the family games night is on a Thursday night between 4 and 6:30 p.m., so Thursday the 19th of August.
Yeah, beautiful. And you said family, so that's involved, so you can have your parents come along for the kids and all being part of the night as well.
Yeah, nice family-friendly event, so for all ages, so it should be lots of fun.
Yeah, brilliant. And so if people want to find out more, they can go to yourlibrary.com.au.
That's correct. And you'll be able to look at our events page, and you can also set a filter so you can just look at which library you prefer. So if you've got a library that you'd prefer to visit and see what events they have, you can set that filter as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, brilliant. And so obviously you've got a lot of stuff happening, hopefully on site in Hillsville and in Yarra Junction, but ERL also have a lot of activities and services available online as well.
We do. So your membership actually includes access to all our digital collections. So we offer a service where you can borrow audiobooks and ebooks through. We have two different apps. Both of them offer audiobooks and only one offers the ebooks. But that's a really great way. If you can't get into the library, if you have a device or a computer that you can read or listen off, it's a really nice way of reading. I personally love to borrow audiobooks as a busy parent. I listen to audiobooks in the car while I'm cleaning.
And great for the kids too.
That's so great for the kids. My 4-year-old's really into audiobooks at the minute, and it just helps if you're, you know, having a bit of a stressful morning or a stressful car ride. It can just keep the calm, bring a bit of peace. Yeah.
Cabin fever during rain too, just have a nice little half an hour of activity just to headphones on and chill time.
Absolutely. And then we also have our streaming services. So there's Canopy, which offers adult and children's movies and documentaries. And for children, they've also got some stories that are on Canopy that are, you know, delivered in sort of an animation style. But we also have our Storybox subscription. So Storybox is children's books read by famous authors, musicians, actors, and they read them in a really engaging and interesting way. So that's also accessible for children with a library membership. And then we've also got things, you know, for children. We've got lots of games, educational games that you can access, but also lots of places that you can do research for homework or school. So there's lots and lots to check out. It's really worth having a look. And even if you're an adult, there's lots of things you can access, like LinkedIn Learning. So there's lots of little short online courses and classes that you can do if you want to upskill and maybe using a computer program. It's a really useful tool as well.
That's great. So again, like your library.com.au is a website, but also the app as well. So if you go onto your, like, pop your phone now and just search on the App Store, your library, you're better download that. And Canopy as well can be on your browser, but also download on your phone as well. I know my son, we've found some great kid stories there, animations, and a good tip of great animation book is Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus.
Yes.
Great book, but also very, very funny little animation story along there as well. So good for families and for big and small kids as well.
Yeah. And if you ever need help navigating the website or the app, you can come into the library and we can show you and someone can give you a bit of a hand as well. Sometimes people just need us to point them in the right direction and then they have the confidence to keep exploring. So that's also something we can help you to do. And you can borrow one of our computers to do that as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Like I said, just pop into Hillsville or your junction. You've got a friendly face like Emma or somebody else there to help you get set up and get organised and start enjoying some beautiful reading and stories and movies as well. Look, thank you so much, Emma. It was great to chat again. I'm looking forward to catching up next month and hearing how the events went to the Science Week and the Family Games Night and hearing new activities coming up in the following months.
No problem. Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Emma. And following now is a little update for our community houses, things in Seville, Junction and in Warree. First off, there's the state government's got a $250 power saving bonus. So if you've been impacted by COVID, if you're a job seeker or study or on youth allowance, you can get in touch with Seville Community House and they'll be able to help you identify if you're eligible, but also help you apply for that power saving bonus, which is a voucher to help you cover the cost of power as an impact from COVID as well. But also at Seville Community House, there is a Support for Families of Children with Disabilities event on Tuesday the 17th of August from 7:30 till 9 p.m. It's a free online workshop, offers information about advice on support available to the whole family. And it's also their Friday morning story times. Every morning, Friday morning from 9:30 a.m. there'll be story times for the young ones, little ones, preschoolers at the Seville Community House. And the upcoming community morning tea, this is on Friday 27th of August from 10:30 till 12 p.m. And they've got a special guest who's a kinesiologist talking about well-being as well. So if you just go to search Seville Community House on your browser and you'll find out all the information there, or just pop into Seville Community House in the Seville area. At Woori Community House, there's an arts therapy program happening starting tonight, Wednesday the 4th of August, goes up till the 8th on Wednesdays from 10 a.m. to 12. And you can still register and join in there. It's $50, which includes materials. And there's also the Natural First Aid at Home short course, which is on Saturday the 21st of August from 9:30 to 1 p.m. You can find out more information about those activities through the Woori Community House website or on Facebook as well. And finally, Yarra Junction Community Hub. They have a Games and Buddies social group starting Thursdays from 1 till 3 p.m. So come along with some board games, bring a friend and or make some new friends there as well, and enjoy a cup of tea and a biscuit and a good chat and some nice fun competitive games as well. And there's also the Yarra Junction Community Lunch. That's Thursday and 19th of August, every Thursday from then on, from 12 to 1:30 p.m. at the Yarra Junction Community Hub. And the last group to have there as well, one extra one, is the Craft Junction, which is every Wednesday at the Yarra Junction Community Hub from 1 till 3 p.m. Again, just search Yarra Junction Community Hub on your browser, and you'll be able to find out lots more around what's happening in your community hubs as well. So that's it for the show this week. Thank you so much for all my guests. We're looking forward to chatting again next week. Hopefully you're about to enjoy your week now and get along to libraries and Healesville Core, or connect up with the Homeless Week information as well, and pop down to, again, to several township this week from 6:30 p.m. to have those campfire chats about homelessness as well. Again, thank you so much. This is Michael Goodrich from Council Connections, and hopefully enjoy to see you next month, the first Wednesday of the month from 2 till 3 p.m.